What about the boys? A program promoting gender justice and preventing violence by engaging young men is a program run by Prime Stars. Its COO, Nkosinathi Moshoana, joins me this morning talking about the importance of rooting out toxic masculinity at a young age. Nkosinathi, thank you so much for joining me on Breakfast with Refilwe. A happy Women's Day to you.
Good morning, Refilwe. Good morning to your listeners as well. Well, thank you. That's good to talk about.
I'm sorry. Well, let's hopefully
our listeners.
Say one more time.
I was saying good morning to you and to your listeners, and happy Women's Day to you as well, and to all our lovely women out there.
Appreciate that so much. We can only do so much as women on our own in Women's Day in terms of furthering gender justice. So tell us why it's so important to get into the discussion of toxic masculinity at a young age.
Absolutely. So what we do as an organization is that we develop and implement and facilitate national socioeconomic development programs that assist young people in addressing challenges such as the youth unemployment crisis in the country and the skills shortage. And the work we've done has predominantly been in the academic space. But because of our public-private partnership and our focus on young people and under-resourced communities, we've actually leveraged our model of using theatres of learning, to target gender-based violence. And our research tells us, and of course the results and the research tells us, that most of the perpetrators are men. And of course, we work with young boys, over 1 million across the country. And we realize that it's important that we actually start at the beginning, at the root of the problem, by redefining masculinity to stop GBV.
Okay. And how do you do that in the programs? I mean, is this more of a lecture series or is it a discussion program?
So we've developed a multi-platform approach based on consultation with experts in the space. We've collaborated with universities in the country and overseas, as well as actually consulted with organizations such as Love Life, who are experts in the space, to put together a multi-platform approach. So what that means is that we've had to look at the root of what traditional masculinity means to our boys, the traditional masculinity stereotypes that actually determine what boys determine as a real man, which speaks of, you know, not being vulnerable, that speaks of not crying, that speaks of using violence to show power, that speaks of having dominance over women and using them as objects. And these are all various elements of traditional masculinity that we are looking to redefine, because the norms have changed. And how we do this will be this year, starting this weekend, in fact, on the 13th of September, we are launching our What About the Boys film in cinemas nationally, with the key flagship site here in Rosebank, where we'll be screening the What About the Boys movie that takes young men on a journey. It's a feature film that has characters that are relatable, but begins to introduce these different pillars of what it means to be a man as we introduce the new types of masculinity. It'll be followed by in-school sessions. We've got a workbook and textbook that teachers will be implementing. We'll be running a national mentorship movement beyond the cinema process. We'll be reaching rural communities. We'll be providing an online platform that backs this process. And ultimately, with the platform of a pledge, be able to have a baseline and a post-assessment to measure this behavioral change going forward.
So much of the good work that you do through all of these programs is easily undone by the environment in which these boys are raised. So family members, adult men around them, women who kowtow to sort of patriarchal behaviors. How does one kind of make this learning stick once they go back into their society?
Absolutely. In fact, one of my colleagues, you know, speaks of schools being a microcosm of a macrocosm, you know, in terms of society, a microcosm of society. So what we've got to do is, the program doesn't run as an isolated initiative just focusing on boys, because they actually perpetrate against young girls. We've got various voices and participation from various parts of society to do so. In other words, through our assessments, we've got girls, teachers, and school management teams involved in that initiative. We'll be extending the program to school governing bodies to ensure that they understand, you know, the role that they play in actually continuing these traditional expectations of masculinity. And of course, from a concentric circle concept, the goal is then from the schools to go into the homes, then into the communities, ultimately reaching the media and further to ensure that everyone understands the role they need to play to redefine masculinity, and in the long term, ensure that boys and girls become allies to each other, and we can, in fact, stop GBV in the long term.
We certainly hope so. Nkosinathi, thank you so much for the work that you do, and in any way that we can support, we'll continue to do so. It's such a critical discussion to have, but more importantly, it's such critical action to take. There's a lot of lip service paid to this topic, and we'd hate for these young men to get back sucked into old habits. Nkosinathi Moshoane is the CEO of Primestar.